2:00, and I'm going to call to order the Health Education Welfare Committee. With that, I want to ask Ms. Barnett if she would give us the invocation, please.
Father, we are thankful once again to be here in order to address the business that you've set before us. I ask that you fill this room with your Holy Spirit, Father, and just let us be void of ego, of any malice, any burdens that we have on us, Father. Let us give those to you so that you can carry them and just free us from them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Roll call, please. Shirley Nave. Jody Barnett.
Present.
Johnny Green.
Present.
James Jones.
Here.
Lucian Tiger.
Present.
Madam Chair, you got 4 present and 1 absent.
4 present and 1 absent constitutes a quorum. All business conducted will be official. That's just the approval of the minutes for June the 8th and June the 16th. And I'm sure you all.
I'm sure I have a question on the June 8th minutes. April?
Mm-hmm.
And, NCA 15:1.6. Mr. Giddings is the one who made a motion to change that amount.
To the 10,000?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'll fix it.
All right, thank you.
126? Yeah. It's just the end of James. I got it. Yeah.
Okay. Are there any more corrections? Do you have a?
No.
No?
Thank you.
We have a motion for approval.
Oh, I thought you said we have a motion for approval.
Do we have a motion for approval?
I'll make a motion to approve the motion.
Motion by Mr. Jennings for approval of the minutes, second by Mr. Tiger. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Our minutes are approved with the changes made on June the 8th. First on the agenda is TR 15-119, a tribal resolution in the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute pharmacy provider agreement amendments between the Muscogee Creek Nation and Humana for the Muscogee Creek Nation Department of Health Sapulpa Indian Health Center. Sponsor is Ms. Barnett.
Make a motion. Do pass.
Second.
Make a motion. Motion made by Ms. Barnett for do pass. Second by Mr. Jennings. Any questions? Discussion?
I do need to amend something. I need on the last line of the title, Sapulpa Indian Health Center, to be stricken, and the word facilities in its place, and throughout the legislation, the same amendment. I think the only other place is on the first page in line 6 and 7.
Should be just Department of Health facility.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Facilities.
So line seven, you're taking that, I'm sorry, line three?
Yes.
On line seven, you're taking that health center and then facilities, and then line six, you're doing what?
Just removing the language Sepulveda Indian Health Center and replacing that with facilities.
Thank you.
I need a second now.
You made the motion.
Yes.
Motion made by Ms. Barnett to amend and replace Sepulveda Indian Health Center with facilities. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Jennings. Roll call vote, please.
Jody Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Felicia Tiger?
Yes.
I'm sure you got three in favor and zero against.
Three in favor, zero against. That amendment passes. Back to the main motion.
I'll give Lieutenant Commander Smith some time.
Yes, ma'am. This is for our pharmacies in regards to Humana. This deadline is vastly approaching. We've taken it through our process, and what happens is what the window we're in right now in regards to Humana, they're sending our patients, it's affecting, I guess, 359 of our patients, a letter saying, don't go to our pharmacy until this is, we got till August 1st, but however, per their policy, they have to send out a letter indicating that we have to August 1st. And so that's pretty standard practice on that insurance agreement in. So that's why we're kind of getting very close to just needing to do it quickly.
Any questions? Thank you. Roll call vote, please.
Jody Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Felicia Tiger?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got three in favor and zero against.
Three in favor, zero against. That motion passes. With you want to make the motion? Add it to the
you're just saying, forward on to.
Pardon?
Forward it to emergency session. Placed on the agenda.
You want to change it to address this committee as a whole? Come on up.
Oh, to add it to the agenda for tomorrow night.
Okay, what we're going to do in other business is I want to take the poll to add this to the agenda. Take the poll of the council members that are here and the ones that are not here, who will call them also the poll. Put them on the agenda for tomorrow night.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Next is TR 15-120, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a medical group participation agreement between the Muscogee Creek Nation and United Healthcare for the Muscogee Creek Nation Department of Health. Excuse me, sponsors Ms. Barnett.
Make a motion, do pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for do pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tiger. Discussion?
Thank you. This is just a participation agreement with the insurance company, United Healthcare. To allow those individuals to participate in our health system and reimburse us.
Thank you. Are there any questions? No questions? Roll call vote, please.
Jody Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got three in favor and zero against.
Three in favor, zero against. That motion passes. Next is TR 15-121, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a kidney transplant affiliation agreement between Muscogee Creek Nation and OU Medical Center for Muscogee Creek Nation Department of Health. Sponsor is Ms. Barnett.
Make a motion, do pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Jennings. Discussion?
Thank you. This is just meeting a CMS requirement in regards to having these agreements lined up just in case of an emergency. And so we will have that kidney transfer agreement with the OU Medical Center.
Any questions? Questions? Roll call vote, please.
Jody Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Felicia Tiger?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is TR-15-122, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the Principal Chief to execute a patient transfer agreement between Muscogee Creek Nation and Hillcrest Healthcare System, LLC, for Muscogee Creek Nation Department of Health. Sponsored, Ms. Garnett.
Motion due pass.
Motion by Ms. Garnett for due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tiger. Discussions?
Thank you. Yes, this is also along the same lines in regards to regulation and guidelines. This will be for inpatient services for the dialysis, mainly at Coweta. We've been working on this for quite some time. Hillcrest and OU, they do not do things very quickly. It's taken us this long to get this to you guys. And so mainly waiting on their legal services before we're able to get it in. So if something happens, we just have a transfer agreement and Hillcrest is going to help us out. If we have a dialysis patient that comes to us and there's something that goes wrong, we immediately get them in.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any questions? Roll call vote, please.
Jody Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is TR-15-123, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the Principal Chief to execute a purchase order, quote, and standard terms of service between the Muscogee Creek Nation and Blackboard for the purpose of providing voice, text, and email messaging services for the Muscogee Creek Nation Department of Health. Sponsors, Ms. Barnett.
Motion due pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for due pass. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Tiger. A discussion?
Thank you. This is just an update agreement. It's a very similar agreement that the tribe has when we're able to call employees and text employees and just changes some language and then per the vendor.
Thank you. Any questions? Roll call vote, please.
Jody Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is TR-15-126, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the Principal Chief to execute a dollars on the net service agreement with Shift 4 Corporation for credit, debit, private label, check, and gift card transactions for the College of the Muscogee Nation Bookstore. Sponsors, Mr. Jennings.
Motion for a due pass.
Motion by Mr. Jennings for a due pass. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Tiger. Discussion?
I'll give Mr. Bible some time.
Okay. Thank you.
What this is our students can charge with our debit card and so forth. They're making a change. They're taking the strip off their credit cards now. They're going to a chip. And this system here converts that over. And it's the only system that the only company that does that right now. So we have like $200,000 already invested in our system. And so now they're making this change over.
Okay. Thank you. Are there any questions? Roll call vote, please.
Jody Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
And Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is NCA-15-157. A law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a supplemental appropriation for the Muscogee Creek Nation Head Start Program. Sponsors, Ms. Barnett.
Motion due pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tiger. Discussion?
Who's speaking? I'll speak. Back when in November, we had like 3 weeks before our budget ended. And nothing had been paid. I don't want to speak ill of anybody or of our program, but there were piles and piles of bills so that we were hanging and trying to get, you know, get all the bills paid, and as of today, we still have bills from 14 coming in. And so then when they did the budget call in June, they didn't ask for enough money, so they took our money and was going to send it back to Head Start. And so we went and got legislation to get that money for 15, because it would have been asked for enough money either in the end. That's basically what happened. We went and talked to them and told them that Code Finance, that we can't pay 14 money out of 15. So then we turned in our income, which gave us the money, the 98,000. And so they took it out of the game, and we're just wanting to correct it, the 14 budget.
I think if I could continue on to that conversation from, not being employed here at the time, I believe, from what I understand, that was happening with Ms. Barnett, not the previous manager being terminated and her admin assistant, who were the main two working on the budget at that time, and it being understood that everything, you know, was taken care of until the time when they no longer were employed here. A lot of things came to pass that our employees at that time were not aware of. And so in the meantime, looking at our 2015 grant, which was coming due to begin on December the 1st of 2014, they were trying to merely look ahead to this year's budget, to this year's grant, to this year's program, and were not concentrating their time and attention to 14, because they were under the assumption that, you know, that was on track and being dealt with appropriately. And then, you know, at the time, it just so happened that, you know, these things came to pass. So right now in 2015, we have still even had a few bills come forth that we were not aware of, that we're going back and paying that were not being taken care of at that time. So if there's any direct questions, I would be, you know, willing to respond to those. But as far as, you know, giving some exact information as to where and when and who and what, I believe those two people here are not here for the purposes of, you know, this expenditure. So
I don't mind throwing anybody under the bus, and the people that I fired are the ones that are to be thrown under the bus. In defense of these ladies here, Cora has gone a long way to trying to remedy a lot of this issue. This legislation just simply indicates that there was an overexpenditure by the Head Start program. An account needs to be reimbursed, and that's what this money represents. At the same time, at the time that I fired Susanna and Elkina, they simply were in charge of the budget. That was their responsibility. Unfortunately for me, because they worked for me, I'm the accountable individual. But these ladies have worked very hard. We've worked with finance to try and get this resolved. We were able, through, as Cora said, the in-kind, to get back over $90,000, which reduced the amount to the $150,000 that we're requesting here. This is not something that I think any program, you know, wants to see happen. But when you put your trust into your managers, you know, you expect that there would be some ethical and fiscal accountability to what they do. Unfortunately, that was not the case in this instance.
Do you have a question
for
Ms. Jennings?
Dr. Johnson?
Yes, sir.
I came to visit you a couple of times, and I visited with Ms. Price. over these same issues. So you fired Ms. Barnett. So how about, was there anything criminal about it?
I guess I wouldn't go as far as to say that. I think anytime you look at the accountability, especially from a fiscal standpoint of a particular program, I believe in many respects we felt that there was money there, and were told to that we had money to spend under the supply line item. It was spent, and obviously later, you know, that accountability wasn't there. So it would be a stretch for me to say that I thought that there was anything illegal, because if there were, I would have done it.
Okay. So when did you become aware of the shortfall?
After I let Ms. Barnett go and Alkina Wynn go, I had Cora, because Ms. Price wasn't employed by the tribe yet, and we started to go through everything. As Cora said, probably the biggest concern that we had was we had months and months of bills that were not paid, people not paid in accordance with our collaborative agreements. You know, everything just started to surface. So it was really only after her termination date that we started to delve into things and start to see that there was a lot wrong with this program.
Okay.
We were supposed to have a meeting with finance in December, and the finance was getting an extensive audit at that time, and they never met with us.
They were getting what?
They were having an audit at the finance, and they were supposed to get with us, and then, you know, with this budget and everything, and they never did. And then when we kept calling and going over there and everything, and then that's when we noticed it. But even, like I said, even today, there's still stuff in 14 that's showing up.
I have a couple more questions here. Okay, we appropriated $11,000, I think it was, in April. No, that's it.
Yeah.
Yes.
For
50. And for a 20% match on a $2.2 million grant. So
that was for this budget, 15.
So have you received that grant?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay. But you knew about the shortfall then too. Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Because of this. Yes.
And also in April, we appropriated money to buy Apple iPads.
Yes, sir.
I just feel like the shortfall in the line item should have been taken care of before you spent any more money. That's my thought behind it. That's all. Thank you.
Mr. Tiger.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ms. Kellen, can you explain to me, and I know we've been through this and it's kind of like beat the dead horse, but I want to ask you again, how in the world, what did the Comptroller's Office let this department get $241,000 in the hole in the red, basically, again? How were they under the impression they still had money when the money wasn't there? I'm having a hard time.
Back during that time, I can only tell you or say what I know.
Right.
I mean, I know there was correspondence between the budget office and Head Start with as far as CIPAs being sent to them, where they were at, where did they stand. When you have obligation and bills to pay, you have to pay them. But I know correspondence was sent to them saying you're to a point where you may need to make arrangements or move money around because you're overspent on one line. So as far as checking dates and who the correspondence with, I would have to check into that.
Could you please, because that's something I would like to know, because this obviously is a big problem. And I would like to know how it got to that point. It's not like it's $2,000. We're talking $241,000.
fine.
Yes. Just also to James, Representative Jennings' point, that's why I asked that we let the veto of those devices that were approved stand, because we had to get all this stuff sorted out first. So the kids never did get any devices, iPads or otherwise, because we let the veto stand, because the procurement process was not followed on that. So the kids still don't have anything. But also, my question is for Dr. Johnson. So explain to me how expenditures are approved. Are there certain amounts that, I mean, do your managers just have carte blanche to order whatever they want, whenever they want, and there's no oversight? Do you go over their CEBA reports with them monthly to see how much money they have?
No, I think certainly within, you know, the budget, you know, any manager would have, you know, the right to expend, you know, the money as they see fit. You know, and I think now we're getting into areas where, you know, this tribe doesn't have, and that's a department that deals with requisitions and purchase orders. All we have is finance. You know, that's not an area where, you know, finance should be the accountable people. The other thing is that when in my department, as with any departments, the only people we rely on is finance. You know, I mean, I could keep a CUF account, but that isn't the official record. You know, the official record is only held by finance. You know, so if I want to request a CEBA, I could get a CEBA based on what bills weren't paid and all the money that hadn't been, you know, all these bills hadn't been paid. You know, finance isn't going to know that until we actually process them. You know, so the $150,000 is a legitimate amount that we're requesting. I mean, as Cora said, the in-kind that got us the over $90,000 back from Head Start, that's legitimate. That's the way it's supposed to work. The 20%, that's in the grant. Why that amount wasn't requested in the beginning, that's on Susanna. You know, it wasn't, so hence the 11% request. So the $150,000 is kind of what's in limbo here. I certainly understand what, you know, Representative Tiger is talking about when we talk about the amount of money that we're talking about here. So obviously there, you know, there is some loopholes that we need to make better in terms of the accountability. But in my mind, the bottom line was this all falls back on the previous manager, who obviously had no fiscal ethics, no fiscal responsibility, no fiscal accountability, because the bills weren't paid, and all of a sudden it would reflect that maybe we had all this money to spend. So it might say for finance to say, you know, look, you know, you're coming to the end of your fiscal year, you've got all this money to spend. You know, so we, I think in many respects, as with most programs, we would spend it. But again, it goes to the overall accountability, whether that's with the department itself or whether it's with finance.
Okay. So have you put safeguards in place so this doesn't happen again?
Yes, we have.
I can speak to that. This is my new admin assistant, Ruth McDaniel. We are currently working still on the 2015 budget to make sure that, to reconcile all of our spending up to date and continue forward to make sure that we indeed, in fact, even this budgeting year, have the money to carry through until the end, because when, as we talked about before, the previous manager put forth this budget into place, and even then it wasn't requested as the amount should have been, the 20%. In the meantime, we have began our own CUF account to make sure that what we are spending is matching up with what finance is giving us. in order to be more transparent and accountable, we have added a shared drive in the Head Start network in our office for the admin to make sure that everyone is able to see. For instance, when someone is, our health coordinator is spending in health supplies or something, she is able to see that this is what is happening in that supply line item. We've extended our furlough this year to have our teachers not return from their furlough of at least a few weeks or so. There has been a reduction in staff. We have unfortunately let a few people go just to the extent of getting some more clear understanding of the positions and the job descriptions from our program managers and specialists. I've had them advising me and helping me make, you know, some tough decisions about our budget and what we can do to kind of reduce some of the spending. We have cut communications and utilities. We made adjustments to those expenditures. For instance, there was duplicate billing on internet services and things at multiple sites where there were more than one service provider, which was very unnecessary, and Ruth has
I've taken care of that. That has been corrected, and there's currently, we use one throughout the entire.
We are now requesting more facilities support from trainings. We have learned more about what our grounds maintenance and maintenance lines are to be used for and what they are not to be used for, since these are not owned, these buildings that we're located in are not owned by Head Start, and they are in fact tribally owned. What our budgeting in those lines can be used for, so we will be requesting more support from facilities for this. So there have been quite a few new changes that we brought about trying to remedy something like this from happening again. To be quite honest, we have not completely reconciled 2015 because, you know, it's right out of $3 million budget, and it's hard for one person or two people to go in and look and see exactly how much is spent throughout the last, you know, 8 months. So we're still in the process of doing that. It's coming to an end, and we're getting it all complete. But we've been working diligently, staying up here late nights to try to make sure that, you know, this doesn't happen again. So.
One of the things we're also trying to do in finance now is, you know, ultimately it is up to the program to make sure their program is running the way it should, but we're trying to work on those type of things to help them out, not just wait for them to come to us, say, I need a SEVA. We are working on a process now to where we can possibly send those SEVAs out on a monthly basis. So, you know, we're prompting them to be sure and look at where you're at and what you're doing. So we are working on some processes like that to make sure that we can help them out instead of just wait for them to come to us.
Thank you.
On those ones that's how many teachers is on furlough right now?
That's a good question. Well, all of the teachers except one.
There should be, we have 17 classrooms, so there should be 15 furloughed. That's teacher aides, cook aides, FSWs.
Okay. Anything else you got to admit some of them go?
Well, not the teachers. Not the teachers. It was, we currently had five facilities themselves, and we had five maintenance men. And so one of them were, let's just say, in Okemo, one of them was housing one classroom. And when you look at the cost per student of one classroom housing a center supervisor, a maintenance man, a cook, a cook aide, a teacher aide, and then for me to have advisement from our program specialist and program monitors to say, look, I've had a facility with six classrooms and we had one cook for that, and you have one classroom and you have a cook and a cook aide, and we have a maintenance man for six whole centers and you have a maintenance man for one center that has one classroom. It wasn't making sense for how our program was being ran. So, you know, I try not to take it personally, and I put a lot of thought into how we were going to bring people back. And
So how long was that person already employed here before all this happened?
Goodness.
A long time.
A long time?
Yes.
Forever.
Who? You're talking about the foot gates.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, they've been there.
Thank you.
Mr. Packer.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ms. Kelly, if this wasn't to pass, how does it get fixed? If this doesn't pass, how does this get fixed?
You'll probably have to come out of their 15 money.
And from what we understand, that's impossible. We've spoken many times to the Department of Head Start and how our program works. And in fact, Corey and the group have went to a budgeting meeting in Green Bay to try to, look directly at how the grant is spent. And in no way are we able to use a different year's money for previous years. So unfortunately, it's not possible to do that.
Well, it would come out of their 15 gaming money.
Gaming. And in that case, it would just be a vicious cycle continuing to do this because we don't have the funds for that right now to cover that, and cover the remaining amount until December 1st. So.
I just say this, the only people that would be hurt by not approving this legislation would be the children. I understand that, we had two adults in positions of responsibility, and that got away from us. But to penalize the future of this program and these people that have worked to repair, I certainly wouldn't agree with that. But at the same time, I'm not stupid. I understand certainly what the committee is looking at, and if they chose not to, we would certainly have to remedy it another way. But we brought this legislation, and I appreciate DOTI supporting it enough to bring it to this table. And so we're hopeful that the committee will choose to be a part of the remedy for this concern and continue to trust the people that we have employed here to ensure that it doesn't happen.
And if I may say one other thing as well, not only are we working on our budget here, we're working on a lot of different aspects of our program to try to remedy a lot of different, I wouldn't say downfalls because we have an exceptional program, but some of the kind of oversights in the program as a whole. I know Mr. Jennings, when he came into my office, had discussed our buses, and they're in need of repair, and so we have worked with Fleet. They are helping us out right now to update, maintain those buses throughout the summertime so that everything is taken care of before school starts again. So we're trying to overhaul not only the budget, but a lot of our policies and procedures. We have made a task force to update those as well. There are a lot of new initiatives as far as curriculum goes with our new curriculum in our classrooms, supporting language and the literacy program with the iPads and the smart boards in the classroom. So there are a lot of new things happening at Head Start. So it's, while we, ask for your support in this, just trust that we're working toward the great future here in Head Start, not just with the budget, but in all aspects of our program.
Thank you. Mr. Jennings.
I'd just like to comment that I support Head Start. I've been part of the parent committee along with Senator Smith and early on. But if you let one department misspend their money, what's going to keep others from doing it? They say, well, we'll just come back and get a supplement and everything will be all right. That's my main issue. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think I like what Mr. Johnson said too. This is about our children here, and the money. Is there any way to find out where it went to. And if it was, you know, I'm upset with them people that were in charge of that money. That money was for our children. And if there's any criminal doing, they should be punished. And if there's anything to where they can trace this money back, I think Attorney General needs to look at that. You know, because they're hurting our children. And we're letting, as a tribe, we're sitting here, we're going to have to have something that we have to, tough decision here to make. But I think that we need to protect our children too a little bit. So I think if there's anything criminal that happened, or if they can, you know, can trace this money to where it went to, well, that we need to do something. Our Attorney General needs to do something because, you know, it's happened before and it might happen again, but if we start being a little bit more aggressive in accountability, I think that it would help in the long run. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any more questions?
I mean, it was spent on bills. I mean, those bills were paid. Those bills were after obligated and were paid. I don't know if you're referring to thinking it went into somebody's pocket or something.
Well,
I mean, it was actually bills that were paid.
We were just short that much for the program?
They overspent that much.
We, at the time, too, we were paying for Yardica Indian Community. We were paying for Jaeger bills, too. Fire alarm systems, everything. And we didn't even have children there. We used to have the Head Start at Jaeger. And then when we come back, we didn't know we were still paying the bills. And even for the Yardica Community. So we need to, if I said that right, we fixed that too. We went to Fife and got that fixed too. So there was bills like that being paid too.
I think in response to Representative Coach, I think, like I said, I would certainly believe that if I thought there were any wrongdoing, you know, with all of this, I think you're right. I think we would have gone to the AG and perhaps made him investigate these two people. But for the most part, when we look, we got into this process. We're trying to remedy this budget. We didn't get a feel that there was anything awry other than the lack of responsibility from a fiscal standpoint to take care of these bills. You know, Representative Coachman, we had to go back months to do this. And so it would be, in my mind, pretty simple to say that over 4 or 5 months, you've heard the lady say we're still dealing with some of that. It could have easily totaled $150,000. You know, so, but again, I guess the bottom line is I don't feel that there was any real criminal activity with respect to what Ms. Barnett was doing or Ms. Wynn, more so than the fact that they just did this. For some reason, you know, I wish I could sit here and explain why. But, you know, we all pay bills, and it's hard for us to imagine that we would go months and months, you know, without paying them. But that's what these people did. And with little or no respect to our tribe, our communities, our programs, our children, that's what makes no sense to me. And I wish I had an explanation for that, but I don't.
Thank you. Are there any more questions, comments? No. Roll call vote, please.
Dodie Barnett.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Lucian Tiger.
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Will be sent to BF&J for funding source. Next is NCA 15-158, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a supplemental appropriation for the Muscogee Creek Nation Department of Health fiscal year 2015 budget. Sponsors Ms. Barnett.
Motion do pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for do pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tiger. Discussion?
Thank you. First of all, I want to start off by, you know, the council every year graciously gives us additional CHS dollars to help offset the need that we have within contract health. And it's a nationwide concern that all the tribes have, and I'm very fortunate that we have our council that is able to supplement our CHS. And all this is just the need due to our need. And we have came back, I don't think we came back last year, but the year before we did, to just kind of, there's the need and to finish out the rest of the remaining year for our EMA, 500, and then 100,000 for our vision, and the rest will be there to take care of the CHS. And this is for our tribal citizens.
Questions? Mr. James.
Mr. Killian, where is this money going to come from?
That's a good question. That's actually what I was in the office doing, was trying to see what I can do. It's going to be tough to come up with $4.5 million unless you're willing to go towards the permanent fund.
What she said?
Okay, what was that interpretation?
How much can we pull?
Well, I'm working on updating, you know, anything that I can under the motor fuel, the general taxes. I would probably be doing very good if I could even come up with half of that.
Yes.
What we've been doing, you know, we will follow the, you know, there's, we can put guidelines in place, stricter guidelines to make sure, you know, if we do get a reduced amount, we'll adhere to them. We haven't had a lot of contract health claims in regards to not paying, because we've been taking care of those. Because what's happening is the individuals outside our jurisdiction, and I'm not talking about in other states, I'm talking about Wetumpka that go to Wetumpka and then Claremore, those individuals that are a mile away from our jurisdiction are being denied. And so what we've been doing is they're not taking care of them, so we've been taking care of them. So if we want to totally eliminate that, I can do that. And follow just within this, but again, I say it's, I can probably count, we've had a situation, count on one hand, further, you know, way outside our jurisdiction. If it's someone, it's, most of those have been students, and we do within CHS guidelines, if we have people that are out of state, we can take care of them. And so we've been, we have been, and I can count five times out, way outside jurisdiction. So if we do that, I will have to adhere to those guidelines and put on a point system like we've done in the past. And so we'll take whatever we get I'll need to do that. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. No, you're fine. I just got, I guess I don't know if it's a question or almost a comment and a question too. You know, we all know that budgets are coming up, and just the people sitting in this room, I mean, just listen to what we're dealing with. Let's put the money in there now instead of having to come back at the end of the year when we've spent money all year long and try to get it. I know you hear all kinds of different ways. We know we're all human. We need it. And I would much rather see our monies go to take care of our citizens' health with their contract health than to do a lot of the other things we do throughout the year. You know, take care of our people first, all the extracurricular activities that we take care of. You know, in my opinion, I'm just speaking again for myself, those things that can wait. Let's take care of the stuff that we know are going to be our expenses throughout the year ahead of time instead of wait for the last minute, and then we have to scrounge to try to find the money that health needs to take care of all this contract health, because, you know, a lot of our citizens, whether they're in the boundaries, out of the boundaries, wherever they may be, they depend on us to take care of it. You know, that's something I believe that it's our obligation to take care of our citizens. You know, again, we were put up here by our citizens. You know, and a lot of those citizens are outside the boundaries. You know, so we need to take care of everybody and look at how we can fix this, and we've got to figure out now how we're going to come up with this money. So is gaming for last month in? Do you have the numbers on that? I mean, what numbers are we looking at? Real?
Well, for gaming, we reserve that. So whatever money is going into gaming for 15 is reserved for 16's budget. So there's no gaming money as of right now. Gaming money is reserved for the next year's budget.
So maximum amount you're thinking? Just, we won't hold you to it, just kind of give us a ballpark. You're thinking there's no way you can get $3 million, or we can come up with $3 million. And with that said, if that's the case, then what's that going to do for the next 60 days?
Then you're probably being able to appropriate any money. I mean, I could possibly pull some out of your interest on permanent money. That means that there will be no money to appropriate for the remaining of the year.
And also, with that said, I'm glad Mr. Vanderslice is here, because this goes back to the community budgets that are brought to us as well every year. So, because I know that you all from time to time think that we as representatives just don't want to do it, we're against communities, that's not it. I'm glad you're here to hear exactly where we are right now when it comes to our citizens needing health care. You know, when those $300,000-$500,000 budgets we tell you we don't have the money for, we're not lying to you. You know, it's hard for us to tell you that. But then we come up like this, you know, health care needs the money, where do we get it? You know, if you give $300,000-$400,000 to six former gaming communities every year, that's $2.5 million, you know, real quick. So I just want you to understand and see that we're not lying to you. We're not stretching the truth at all. This is reality. This is what we're dealt with right here. So
I'll make some comments on that when I have the opportunity to speak to you.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Mr. Cheney.
So can you postpone it a month and see what we got? Come on, man.
No, sir.
No. Okay.
Would that make you put, like you said, we'd have to go ahead and do the point system and things like that, or you just had it completely?
I'll have to be really strict about what that happens, and, you know, that increased the patient complaints. And I will do what I need to do, but I just want everyone to be aware of what happens here.
So you can't use your investment money on that, right?
Now, when we're looking at the investment, what has happened is, as we've expanded, we have people coming back. People are coming back to us, and we're needing to take care of some and add new additional service, and so we're trying to put that into those type of areas so that we can fulfill the consumer demand is what we're doing. And so, you know, I know I'll be able to take care of that item that's coming up on the next of the agenda. We got the pharmacy, what we've been talking about. I got to put money over there. And so.
And then your third party, you've been used it too.
Yeah, that's when I, yes, sir.
Just again, for Ms. Killian. Can you give us a ballpark figure that we can amend this to that everyone can live with and we can meet as much of the demand as what we can?
What would it take to get your mind?
5 million. Three's going to be tough to go below that amount.
Debt retirement, and that's just
what it is. I wonder if we can Thursday. Is that her food group? Look at BFNJ. Mr. Tiger.
If we're going to postpone this till just say Thursday, so we can kind of get some real numbers of where we are, what's going on.
Yes.
From the chair.
Yes.
Good. It's on until Thursday, so she can get some
numbers together.
Numbers together.
Meet prior to
BFNJ. Why can't we just pass out a committee and amend it on the floor? I mean, we have to have something. What, no matter what the amount is, we have to have something. So just pass it and amend it on the floor.
Yeah.
Mr. Tiger.
How much do we have in interest on permanent fund right now?
1.3 million right now, but that could change on.
That's what that before anything comes out today. Thank you.
Can I just make one comment?
Yes.
And you made an excellent point in regards to our budget. And, you know, as I requested, and I always kind of felt after looking at everything, you know, we receive 5% right now. If that was increased to 10, we definitely probably would not be standing here today asking for additional. So I definitely appreciate your comment.
Thank you.
Stick with my original motion. Do you pass?
And you can in and out.
So just pass it as it is?
That's what I would rather do. My committee needs to have another option. They're more than welcome.
I know that we will get a lot of calls. I get a lot of calls from. Or I see citizens at the clinic, you know, how come I haven't got this paid for? How come I'm, you know, turned down? And it's really hard, and we need to act on this as soon as possible. Did you have something? You made the motion, didn't you?
Second. Yeah, you got the second. You got the motion. Yeah.
Okay. Motion has been made and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Jody Barnett.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Lucian Tiger.
Yes.
Michelle, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. We sent to BFNJ for funding source. Next is NCA 15-159. A law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation of funds for a sponsorship agreement with the National Indian Child Care Association 2015 Biennial Conference. Sponsor is Ms. Aide. What is the wish of this committee?
Madam Chair, I'd like to be added as a co-sponsor.
Okay.
Make a motion for it to pass.
Mr. Jennings will be added as a co-sponsor. And motion for a due pass. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Tiger. A discussion?
Yes, ma'am. I'd like to also amend the amount to $10,000.
Motion is made. Is that a motion? Motion made to amend the amount to $10,000. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Tiger. Discussion. Barbara, thank you.
Thank you for offering that. We do have a biennial conference. We do not have one every year. This year we're having it in Washington, D.C. because of our appropriations that are coming out for the tribal child care. So we're bringing all of the tribal child care centers in to the Capitol so that we can go up on the Hill and talk with all of our different legislators. So that's why we're having it there at D.C., and that's why I was asking for this sponsorship, so that would help us with this conference that we're doing, because it's a little bit more expensive up there, as you know, than it is in Utah, so.
Yes. Okay. Are there any questions for Barbara?
Thank you.
We need to call on the
vote. A motion has been made and seconded for the, to amend the amount to $10,000. Roll call vote, please.
Betty Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
And Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. The amount has been amended to $10,000. Are there any more questions, discussion? Not roll call vote, please.
Betty Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
And Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion has been passed. Will be sent to BFNJ for a funding source. Next is NCA 15-163. A law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation to the organization ECHO. Sponsor is Mr. Nichols. It's the wish of this committee.
Was there a vote on the amendment?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then back to the main motion.
Mm-hmm. Did y'all hear this for ECHO? NCA 15-163, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation to the organization ECHO. Sponsors Mr. Nichols. What is the wish of this committee?
Madam Chair, make a motion to pass.
Motion by Mr. Tiger for due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Jennings. Discussion?
Madam Chair, thank you.
Yes.
Representative Nichols called me before the meeting, asked me to make a motion to pass on this, and he wasn't able to get anyone from ECHO here today. He said he would have someone here at the general session. He would also do the general session, and he understands that the $15,000 amount is amended. So I make a motion to amend the amount from $15,000 to $5,000.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Tiger to amend the amount from $15,000 to $5,000. Second by Mr. Jennings. Roll call vote, please.
Dory Brandt?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
And Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. The amount has been amended to $5,000. Back to the main motion.
Mr. Jennings? So with that being amended to $5,000, will we strike section 6?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We need to make a motion.
Do we need a motion or just?
I do it when it's changed.
Okay.
So that whenever it goes to the amount within the law, I change. I delete it basically.
Okay.
Not deleted.
Any more discussion? No more questions? Roll call vote, please.
Betty Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
And Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Will be sent to BFNJ for funding. Funding source. Next is NCA 15-164, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the expenditure of Muscogee Creek Nation Department of Health investment operating funds for the Muscogee Creek Nation Department of Health HSA program. Sponsor is Ms. Tiger.
Madam Chair, make a motion to pass.
Motion by Mr. Tiger for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Jennings. Discussion?
Thank you. This has probably been one of the lowest hanging fruits that I've had to address since I've been here. This grant, actually, they entered into, I think 2007, 2008, before I got here. I think I got here in 2007, so maybe in 2006. So a $6 million cash slash in-kind match. When I came here, none of the administrators wanted to address it. There's $2.5 million, and we kept getting extension and trying to meet this match. And we have turned every rock, everything we can to match what we needed, and we have $600,000, and we can't look anymore. And so we had to meet that guideline, and so we will take that $600,000. It'd be the catcher in kind match, and we'll take it out of our investment. $6 million, it was 2.5, and we even the new services that we were able to bring in, like George and I, they have a pediatric program. We were able to use some of those items, the hospital, the DME stuff. So we have looked everywhere, new services, new providers, if they have anything, technology, even the $4 million electronic health record, percentage of that's going to be used on kids. We were able to do that. And so this is not one of my favorite grants. I probably would not have entered into this knowing the obligation, because it's been very difficult. If we would not have acquired those entities that we acquired, there would be a greater match. And so that is something that was entered into. And so, you know, grants are good, but you got to go after the ones that are best fit for your program. And the $6 million is very hard to match. And so, but anyway, this is where we're at, and this is what we have left to match to, and we'll be taken out of operation.
Yes, because that's what we have to match. That's the actual grant. It's the $6 million, but we are matching the six. Yes.
Are there any questions?
I have one question. James. And that goes back to the old legislation about Indian Health Resource Center in Tulsa. So they still get part of our money too.
Yes, sir. Yes, and I've been at them also. And because they had an obligation to us also to fulfill. Absolutely. Okay. I've looked at all the legislation, met with them. The person who is our director now was there before, and she was hired to start that there.
Okay.
So so we've had we've had some good conversations.
Thank you.
No more questions? Roll call vote, please.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
Mancheri got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is NCA 15-165, Law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to Bristow Indian Community. Sponsors, Mr. Hill.
Madam Chair, make a motion to do pass.
Motion by Mr. Tiger for a do pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Barnett. A discussion?
Hi, how's y'all's grass growing? Anybody get enough rain, your grass can really shoot down. Our seniors' grass is growing, and as y'all know, we have not received an appropriation for the last 2 years. And I'm not here to discuss that. I'm not here on the budget committee this year. But I will say that they are writing the new budget, and they will send it to you for your recommendations before it goes back to our community for the community approval. We're going to try to avoid the problems we've had in the past and try to make sure that our budget, that we get some kind of a budget this coming year. And we have survived 2 years working without a budget because we have tried to, well, first of all, we're paying our own bills. What I'm talking about is utility bills, et cetera, et cetera. And we're having fundraising things to be self-sustaining. But I noticed here, and I got called at the last minute yesterday to come down and address this with you guys, and I noticed that they had asked for $3,200, and since they had budgeted for, I guess, 18 yards at $2,970, which, you know, I wouldn't pay somebody that much to mow my yard, but then again, I never asked them to mow my yard. I mow my yard. But there are a lot of seniors and widows, et cetera, that can't mow their own yard. And so I'm sure these amounts are based on their past experience of what they've had to do to get contractors to come mow. But, you know, if I had a stroke and I had to have my yard mowed, that would be an extra one that wouldn't be covered. So I would ask for that full $3,200, but y'all make the decision that you find necessary. We appreciate whatever we can get, and we're trying to take care of our seniors. And I thank you for your time.
Thank you.
If I can answer any questions, I don't know that I'll have an answer, but I'd be happy to.
Who's Tiger?
So I think you all have your own equipment that...
No, they're contracting people to mow the yard.
That's what I heard you say, so I just wanted to
double check. Yeah, see, I tried to make arrangements with senior services 2 years ago to let me mow the yards. And they said, no, you're a community representative. I'm not an elected official, but I'm in a capacity there, and you can't do that. And so they contract, and I'm sure they're... I don't know all the rules and regulations, but, you know, people have to have liability insurance, et cetera, whatever the requirements are, before they can go out, before they can bid on the yard.
Questions?
Yes, ma'am.
So these contractors will be... contracted through the community, not the individuals?
Yes, ma'am. The community, as I understand, the community has a contractor that makes a bid on a yard instead of the individuals. And I don't know how all that works. I really don't.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
These amounts that are listed are based on what?
What they have done last year.
A contractor
saw
the yards and said, this is what I'll mow it for?
Yeah, I guess so. And I don't think that anybody's been mowing. I believe Senior Services has been able to come over and mow once. And they're so overburdened with the amount of grass as they are every year, not just because of all the rain this year, that they can only come to Bristow one time. They probably go to the other communities one time outside of Muggy. And I think they've only been there one time this year. But I haven't had mine mowed, so I don't know. I think that these amounts are based on what they had to pay last year. I believe that's what that is. You know, I would think it'd be a good idea that we had a community employee that mowed. You know, like you guys are setting up satellite services at other communities. I'm not us working out. I haven't heard any reports on that. It's not working out too good. Okay. Well, never mind.
Mr. Randolph.
Over in Coweta, we have a lawnmower service to our community. And through our reverend from the smoke shop, we purchased our own lawnmower. And then we have community members who are tribal members that come out and they do the lawns. It's been a set price for several years. And this year, with all the rain, they haven't been able to mow it as frequently as they did before because only so much is allocated. But since it's rained so much, I mean, it's just something you got to cut back in. That's what we have to do.
Yeah, that is put into our budget every year, our lawn mowing service.
Well, I will discuss that with community members to see if we can possibly do something like that in the future.
It works out, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But, like I said, the last 2 years, we're paying our own bills now out of our smoke shop. So I don't know that there's a lot of more revenue there to buy.
Do you have a question?
Right. Again, that would be something the community would have to decide.
No more questions? Roll call vote, please.
Jody Barnett.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Lucia Tiger.
Yes.
And Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Will be sent to BF&J for funding source. Excuse me. Next is NCA 15-166, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to a Muscogee Creek College student. Sponsors, Mr. Jennings.
Thank you.
Motion for a due pass.
Motion by Mr. Jennings for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tiger. Discussion?
Madam Chair, I'd like to take some time with Mr. Corbett and come forward. Introduce yourself.
I'm Spencer Corbett. I just graduated from Oklahoma State in Stillwater. I had the opportunity in August to serve as a congressional intern in Washington, D.C. Just ask the council for any kind of support they would be willing to lend to help offset some of the costs. As a graduating student, no longer technically enrolled, the support system for higher education doesn't seem to cover a lot of internships, so it's been difficult to find funding in general. But I've managed to raise $4,000 so far for the cost. But Washington, D.C. being one of the highest cost of living cities in the country, it's going to be expensive, but it's an investment that I couldn't pass up on.
Thank you. Any questions? Mr. Tiger.
Thank you, Madam Chair. First, I want to thank you very much for coming. Showing you being here personally, you're asking for this type of money. And second, I want to thank you for one of the best universities in Oklahoma. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Any more questions? Not. Roll call vote, please.
Dodie Burnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
She's got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. It will be sent to BFNJ for funding source. Thank you. Another business. We have TR 15-131, NCA 15-167, and NCA 15-168. What is the wish of this committee?
Madam Chair. Make a motion to add TR 15-131, NCA 15-167, and NCA 15-168 to the agenda.
Motion by Mr. Tiger to address TR 15-131 and NCA 15-167 and 168 to the agenda.
Second.
Second by Mr. Jennings. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. We will address first TR 15-131. A tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a federal state supplemental nutrition programs agreement with the United States Department of Agriculture, Food and Nutrition Service for the Muscogee Creek Nation Women, Infant and Children Program.
Motion to pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Jennings. Discussion?
Our annual agreement so that we can accept our USDA funding for the WIC program for FY16.
Thank you. Any questions? Ms. Barnett.
It was a later bill. It wasn't turned in with the others. Do you know why?
It's annually due August 15th of every year.
I was just curious if there was a delay on your part of the AG's office or...
I will speak to that because historically it hadn't come to council, and the council, when AG's office reviewed it, they said, yeah, it needs to go to council.
Okay.
So that's why it came over this time. So we do appreciate you addressing it so quickly because we didn't expect it to be going to the agenda.
Thank you. Any more questions? Not. Roll call vote, please.
Dodie Burnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is NCA 15-167, law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to Glenville Creek Indian Community for repairs and renovations. Our sponsor is Mr. Tiger.
Madam Chair, make a motion to pass.
Motion by Mr. Tiger for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Jennings. Discussion?
Madam Chair.
Yes.
These are the two pieces of legislation that we, two pieces of legislation, the second one is following. Basically, it's for the repairs needed for their building. They have the dances and all the extracurricular activity in that building and needed just the needed repairs. It is a necessity. I was with Community Research Development last week discussing this. Actually, the week before last, maybe it was last week, discussing this. And child construction, they're like, it just needs to be done for the safety.
Okay.
So all this money will go towards the repairs.
Repairs on the building. Okay, thank you. Are there any questions? No questions. Roll call vote, please.
Jody Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Will be sent to BF&J for a funding source. Next is NCA 15-168, the law of the Muscogee Creek Nation, amending NCA 13-260, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation, authorizing a special appropriation to Glenville Creek Indian Community for fiscal year 2014 operating budget.
Madam Chair, make a motion to do pass.
Motion by Mr. Tiger for a do pass. Is there a second?
Second
by Ms. Barnett. A discussion?
It just goes along with the other bill.
Okay.
The previous this one. Yes.
Are there any questions? No questions. A roll call vote, please.
Jody Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. We are now down to announcements. Speaker.
Yes. The council has a scheduled emergency session tomorrow night, and we've had two pieces of legislation that need to be added, to that. But I need to take Nicole, but I want to read them all first. One is TR 15-119. That was the first item that was discussed on this agenda that came up to pass. And the other is NCA 15-170. That's the law of Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to Muscogee Creek youth. And so I need to take a poll of those council members that are here this evening. And if you by show of hands, if you agree, then we will call the others to get this on the agenda. Have a revised agenda adding these items to that.
Okay. Have a show of hands.
Show of hands. Okay. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you. Are there any more announcements? No. Motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Motion second. By Mr. Jennings for adjournment, second by Mr. Tiger. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. With that, I'm going to ask Mr. Randolph if he will give us the benediction, please.
Father, thank you for another day. Thank you for your many blessings, Lord. And we're just thankful that you're in control. Just may all these things that you're speaking, Lord. Pray that you hear our